All right, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680. Giants baseball coming up. Here with Sean Dunston, one of the coaches with the San Francisco Giants. And I did a show the other day about favorite ballparks. And fans called in and, you know, they did a rating of the favorite ballparks for fans. I'm going to ask you that. As a spectator, favorite ballpark. And as a player, favorite ballpark.
Wow. Well, as a player, Wrigley Field and Busch Stadium.
Okay.
And Dodger Stadium was nice. And as a fan, I grew up in New York, so Shea Stadium.
Now, Shea Stadium had all the wind in the outfield. I remember outfielders would go there, boy, the wind would swirl out there.
Well, I wasn't really caring about that. I was just happy to be at a ballpark and just watching Major League Baseball. I was a National League fan, so I really liked Shea Stadium. I like Yankee Stadium, too, but I was a Met fan, so Shea Stadium.
All right, now food at a ballpark. Hey, you're a fan. What kind of food did you eat in a ballpark?
I ate regular food before all this other stuff came out. I had a pretzel, a hot dog, and a Coke, and I really watched baseball. I really didn't pay attention too much of the food.
All right, Sean Dunston with us. We look at the lighter side of baseball. Where'd you like to sit as a fan? Where would you sit?
Well, when I grew up, well, we had that much money, so we sat in the upper deck. So we call that talking to God. And then around the seventh inning, most of the fans leave. And then we come down and we ask ushers, can we go down and watch the game? They say, sure. So we went behind home plate. And, wow, that's when I really got really into baseball. I looked at it and said, wow, this is fun. You can see the pitcher and the batter. And I was really enjoying it.
Well, the pitcher, and again, you're a fan, you're sitting behind, but now you're a student of the game because you realize you can play it. Who were some of the pitchers that you liked to watch in those days? And I'm going to just guess, and maybe Dwight Gooden or Ron Darling and some of the Mets back then?
Well, I didn't like watching them because I didn't like playing against them. But so watching, so when I grew up, like I said, I was a Met fan. I really liked Tom Seaver, okay. Jerry Kuzma, and John Matlack.
Yeah. Well, Seaver, well, think about pitchers today. Seaver went right at you. Kuzma went right at you. Matlick, I like to say they trusted their stuff. There was no finesse about them.
No, they just went out there and pitched. They knew what they was doing, and they trusted their stuff, and they trusted defense, and they just pitched. But, you know, like they always say, the hitters get themselves out, along with the pitcher, but usually we get ourselves out.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this phrase. You know, think about all these baseball phrases, the adages. Trust your stuff. So what does that mean to you?
Well, when you're going good, you're not thinking about nothing but playing. But when you're not going well, you're thinking about where your feet's at, where's your hands at, and you forget about the ball. And subconsciously, you're saying, I hope it's a strike instead of seeing it right being a strike. And we all go through it. So, I mean, like most fans go, how did he swing at that? I said, well, you just don't know. And then I could be on defense at times where players ask me, you ever think about swinging at the first pitch when you're on defense? I say, yes. We all did, but some coaches go, no. I go, well, you're lying.
Well, Tim Flannery says this, if you made an out to end an inning, did you take it into the field with you?
Oh, yes, I did. I'm human, of course. You know, most players say, no, I didn't. It just sounds good to the fans. Of course we took it out to the field, especially when you're struggling, but as you keep playing and playing and playing and understand that you're going to make an out, you get used to it. But they told me right away that I'm a shortstop and don't worry about your bat. You got to catch the ball. If the pitcher's happy with you, the whole team is happy with you.
Yeah. Sean Dunston, always a pleasure to catch up with him. All right. The best infield you ever played on and why you consider that the best infield?
Well, it was the Mets 99 team when I got traded over to the Mets. Like in July, they had John Olerud. Magardo, Alfonso, Ray Ordonez, and Robin Ventura.
All right, those are the players. Now, let's talk grounds crew, the finely manicured infield. And, of course, you played a candlestick. I'm going to ask you a little candlestick question, too. What did you like as a smooth infield for you?
Nice as infield is when we played a crosstown class. We played the White Sox, and they had a nice infield. I'm sorry to say that, but they really did have a nice infield. I really liked Comiskey Park. Yeah, I like the Dodgers, even though it was quick, but I liked it. But when I came up, it was mostly AstroTurf, so I still say the best field was Wrigley Field to me.
Yeah. You know, Wrigley Field had that crown. If you were sitting in the dugout, you couldn't see across the infield.
Well, you got to sit up then. You know, well, man, that's the way I came up. I really like it. I really enjoy it. Now, it's all the stadiums are really nice and beautiful, but, every dugout, right next to it has a batting cage, and it's kind of different. I mean, I like back in the old days when I played. I mean, it wasn't that old that you had to go up to the plate and get ready to hit.
Are you 40 yet?
No, I'm 51, Marty. I'm an old man. My kids call me old. The guys on the team call me old, and I really like it.
All right, nice to talk some baseball. Always a pleasure to see you at the ballpark. I asked you a couple of questions, just general questions about baseball. The best first baseman you ever had. Now, you threw the ball over to first base, and it was a rocket. I honestly tell you, I remember Aurelio Rodriguez and just a couple when I grew up that really get the ball over, but I don't think anyone got it over like you did. Who was your best first baseman for that? Because he mentioned you would bounce a couple.
Well, the best first base to me is Mark Grace, no disrespect to nobody else. Leon Durham was very good over there when I played. JT was great. I never really played with JT, but I know JT's great. But if I had to pick the top three, I'll pick Mark Grace, and number one is Keith Hernandez. JT Snow, and I have to pick Don Mattingly. I thought Don Mattingly was great.
Yeah. You know, the other day we saw Brandon Belt come in and make a play and on a bunt and go to third base with it. Would Grace do that? Was he the kind of first? I know Keith Hernandez would do it and Mattingly.
Right. Grace did it all the time. He tried to emulate them. Yeah. I remember the man used to tell us when I was playing, we played against the Mets, don't bunt it the first. Wow, what a comment. And then I did and just wanted to see what they said, and I seen why. So I learned the hard way. But then Keith Hernandez and Don Mattingly is the best.
You know, we've talked a lot about double play combinations. And again, growing up and watching it, you know, the Hall of Famer Bill Mazeroski, talking to Tito Fuentes. And he used to tell me, he still tells me, that the ball really never ever got in his glove. And it was sort of on the heel of the glove. He said he made like a pancake. He took all the padding out of it, and that's where he'd get rid of the ball.
Well, all the Latin players do that. I mean, man, they just stop the ball. They don't catch the ball. Yeah. And I see Omar Vizquel do it. All the other guys do it. No, I'm going to catch it first, and then I'm going to throw it. And the Latin guys are real smooth.
Yeah, well, it's amazing to watch it. Who is your favorite guy at second? And how did he like the throw from you?
My favorite is Ron Sandberg. I mean, man, he's a Hall of Famer. He's the best. He really helped me out a lot. A guy I really liked over there was Bill Doran,
sure,
with the Houston Astros. Jose Lien was outstanding. Roberto Alomar. Mm. And nowadays, I really love Robinson Cano.
Yeah.
I like Brandon Phillips. And one of my favorites, who I want my son to play like, is Dustin Pedroia.
Oh, yeah.
I really like him.
Yeah, well, Pedroia, boy, for a little guy, man, he takes a swing, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's little in stature, but when he's on the field, he's a big man.
Yeah. Boy, a lot of fun to talk to you about it. All right, last question for you, and we'll do this again as the season goes on. Toughest pitcher for you to hit? Who is it, and what type of pitcher?
Nolan Ryan, Dwight Gooden. I consider myself a fastball hitter, but that fastball is a little different.
Yeah.
It threw hard. It had that curveball that just comes to the bat and just drops out the strike zone. Then they had another pitch where they'll knock you down and get a little chin music. So it was pretty hard to hit against those guys. I was pretty intimidated. But when I faced Pedro or Randy, I wasn't intimidated because I think I faced the two toughest during my generation. But those pitches are tough. You know, man, I still have little nightmares against them. I remember, like, man, sometimes I jump in my sleep and my wife go, "You was playing again?" I go, "Yeah." "So you struck out?" I said, "Yeah, I struck out again."
Very good. A pleasure to have you on. You know, you're a real ray of sunshine, as I like to say, at the ballpark. And I'm glad you're here, and I appreciate you coming on.
Okay. Thank you, Marty. Anytime.
All right. That is Sean Dunson. More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.